Now, what were these caves used for?
Yeah.
The speculations that are most common of scholars interested in this is that they had to do with the initiation of boys into the hunt. You go in there, it's dangerous. It's very dangerous. It's completely dark. It's cold and dank. You're banging your head on projections all the time. And it was a place of fear. And the boys were to overcome all that and go into the womb of the earth. And the shamans, or whoever it was that would be helping you through, would not be making it easy.
And then there was a release once you got into that vast torchlit chamber down there. What was the tribe, what was the tradition trying to say to the boy?
That is the womb land from which all the animals come.
Nice.
And the rituals down there have to do with the generation of a situation that will be propitious for the hunt. And the boys were to learn not only to hunt, but how to respect the animals and what rituals to perform, and how in their own lives, no longer to be little boys, but to be men. Because those hunts were very, very dangerous hunts, believe me. And these are the original men's right sanctuaries where the boys became no longer their mother's sons, but their father's sons.
Don't you wonder what effect this had on a boy?
Well, you can go through it today, actually, in cultures that are still having the initiations of young boys. They give them an ordeal, a terrifying ordeal that the youngster has to survive, makes a man of him, you know.
What would happen to me as a child if I went through one of these rites?
Well, we know what they do in Australia.